Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in the land of 10,000 lakes tonight, looking for a little revenge and the 2 points they handed to the Minnesota Wild last night at the United Center. A much better start and a sustained 60-minute effort are mandatory for every Hawk player in this game here tonight. Second meeting in two nights between the Hawks and the Wild is underway as the puck is dropped at center ice. Matthew Nunba flings the puck along the right boards in the Hawk zone, and Calvin DeHaan quickly clears to center ice in front of the benches. Hawks going from our left to right here in period number one. And then off the ice, Lucarello. Here's Borgstrom down the right wing in the Wild zone, firing a shot, turned wide by Kaplan, and then a shot from the left point. They score! It was Gustafson flinging what looked like a harmless wrist shot through the air, and I believe one of the Hawks got a stick on it. Might be Henrik Borgstrom deflecting it down to the ice and past Kaapo Kähkönen. The Hawks lead 1-0. Here's Kane away, dropping it now to Strome, right corner to Jones, high slot wide open, and DeBrincat, a shot, he scores! A power play goal for Alex DeBrincat. He let it rip from the bottom of the left wing circle, and this time Kähkönen could not get over. It's the Hawks 2 and the Wild no score with 2:53 left in period one. Wild get the puck off the draw. Here's Spurgeon firing from the line, blocked in front, the rebound, they score. It's Joel Eriksson-Ek. Took the Wild all of 7 seconds to score their power play goal. No shutout tonight. The Wild now trail the Hawks 2-1 with 29 seconds left in period number one. To Zuccarello, left faceoff dot. To Kaprizov through the high slot. He'll carry over the left circle. Put it in front for Zuccarello. A baseball swing and a clutch save made by Kevin Lankinen. He'll hold the puck and a whistle stops play. Fiala there, centers across, Kaprizov shoots from the left circle, he scores. Power play goal, and the Wild have tied the game at 2. Wild now 2-for-5 on the power play. As Jonathan Toews is relinquished from captivity, skates across to the Hawks bench. Back into the Wild zone. From the high slot, fires a backhander. That's wide of the net. And then a follow-up shot from Entwistle from the right corner. It's in the net. They score! Somehow that one got through Kähkönen. I got to see the replay on this one. Mackenzie Entwistle from near the right wing corner put it in front of the Wild net. And Ryan Carpenter is going to get credit for this goal for Ryan Carpenter. That's his first goal in 60 games. 2:12 left on the clock for the third. Six attackers for the Wild in an empty net. Greenway into the Hawks zone, down the left wing side. Sharp angle shot, kneeling save made by Lankinen, and rebound taken by Fiala. He shoots and scores. Wild have once again tied it, this time at 3, with 2:04 left in the third period. Here's Goligoski. Dropping it at the Wild line to Foligno. He in turn drops to the Greenway through center ice. In over the Hawk line, down the left wing. Centers for Foligno. He shoots and scores. Marcus Foligno with a game-winning goal at 4:23 of overtime, excuse me. And the Wild prevail in this one. A come-from-behind victory for the Minnesota Wild. They win both games of a back-to-back home-and-home set. They beat the Hawks here in overtime 4-3.